Good morning and welcome to Monday's Manna. I'm so glad that you have joined us today. Hey, what do you do when life's not going the way you want it to? When the choices that you have made are just not working out well? Well, that's what I want to talk about today, but first we need to pray. So let's pray.
Father,
you are so good to us. You are so patient. Your word describes it as long-suffering, enduring for us, longing for us to set our eyes on you, to turn to you, to seek you. Lord, you say that those who seek you shall find you, those who ask shall receive, and those who knock the door shall be opened. You are so eager to let us know you and to provide for us if only we will just put our trust in you. Oh, Lord, so help us to do that today as we learn to put our trust in you and how to redirect that, Lord, it's you directing our thoughts. So we ask your blessing on our time now. In your name we pray. Amen. So what do you do when you recognize it just seems like you're off track? Well, some people, they like to go to a solitary place and just kind of decompress. Other people, they like to, nowadays I think that they like to go, because they can do it from their own living room, is watch a comfort movie or binge on comfort shows. I don't know. But, and then of course there are those that say, well, you know, I think I'll have a beer. It turns into two or 20, you know, or maybe a glass of wine that's actually a bottle. But I don't know what you do. For me, what do I do? Is I go to the book of Proverbs. When things are just not lining up or when I need direction, I go to Proverbs and I go to the Proverbs, the chapter of the date. So today is the 22nd of November. And so if I was out of sync, I would go to Proverbs chapter 22. And I know that God would speak to me from that chapter because he does it every single time. He has been so faithful to me over my 39 years as a believer in Christ. But God's word actually says this in Romans chapter 12. He says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may test, or that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." So God's instruction for us is be careful that you're not being conformed to this world, just agreeing with the things of this world. Well, what keeps me from agreeing with things of this world is spending time in God's word, knowing what God's word says, so that I know how to properly respond to this world, because it wants to embrace us, and it wants us to embrace it. I just laugh sometimes. I don't know what you think of this, but when people say, you know, it's me. I got to go work on me. And I get a kick out of that. And the reason that I get a kick out of that is because it's like, well, if you're the one that's working on you and you have a problem, what do you think the results is going to be? And I'm just going, you know, can I encourage you that rather than you choosing to work on you, won't you let God work on you? Won't you allow his word to speak to your everyday life? Because that's exactly what he does, right? And then as we do, we see that God is very capable of speaking to us by his word, right? That's the same thing that we use in communication, is we use words. So in God's word, in Proverbs chapter 14, we started there last week, and we are reminded that in life, we are either builders or we're deconstructors. You know, we're either building up or we're tearing down. And we can do that easily by first and foremost being out of sync with God. That if we're not loving and respecting and honoring him, but we find ourselves being critical and harsh with others, man, you're out of sync. And it's like, oh, spend time with God. Let him restore you. Because our speech is, we're either going to build up people or we're going to tear down people. Our behavior in the work that we do, we're either going to be really diligent because we're working as unto the Lord, or we're going to be lazy and we're going to let somebody else do what we're supposed to do, right? Or we can walk in this place where honesty, walking in truth, in love, is paramount compared to allowing lies to protect ourselves, because that's typically why people lie, is oh, I haven't done something, so I got to cover that up. And then, of course, there's the person who longs to learn. Tell me, teach me, as compared to those who have a critical spirit. And everything they look at, they're just critical of. And man, so if you find yourself in those tearing down places, it's saying, go back to God's word and let him speak to you. Well, as we continue to go on, I want to address this in Proverbs chapter 14. There's a very unique verse, and it's verse 10. It says, "The heart knows its own bitterness, and no stranger shares its joy." You know, the truth is that something lies in the heart of man that's not accessible for everyone else. It's like, we don't want to let people into that world. But you see, God is knocking on the door because he wants into that world, because he wants to heal whatever that is, because that's who he is. He is the great healer. He's the restorer. He's the redeemer. But the rest of that verse goes like this. It says, the heart knows its own bitterness, and no stranger shares its joy. That we're really careful about sharing the intimate things of our lives with others. And that is exactly what God wants us to do with him, is he wants us to be intimate with him. So there's an example of what that looks like, and it's found in Luke chapter 18. And Jesus is talking to some Pharisees. He's actually teaching them because they're being pretty stubborn about how religious and righteous they are. But listen in as we go to verse 9. It says this: "He also told the parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt." Whoa, if you were righteous, you wouldn't be treating others with contempt. You would be treating them with loving kindness and with grace and mercy. That's what God would have for you. But that's not where we go as men. We want to pride ourselves of being better or greater or having something else that somebody doesn't have. But here's God's response. Here's what Jesus says. "Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector." So one a supposedly righteous man compared to the other one who is compromising his faith. "The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.'" You can just see him pointing to him. "I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven and beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.'" Jesus then speaks very clearly, very specifically, doesn't mix his words. He says, "I tell you, this man, the tax collector, who was broken before God, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted." So it's saying, if you are full of yourself, you will not be exalted, but you will be brought humbled. You will be humbled. Why? Because God wants us to come to a place where we recognize things aren't right and I got to get right. And the first place that we get right with is with him. That's exactly what the tax collector is doing, is he's getting right with Christ through a road of humility. It's always the road of humility. That God, not my will, but your will be done in me. And so I pray that if you find yourself in that place that you just seem out of sorts and things just aren't going the way that you would prefer that they go, may you be like the tax collector and go broken before a loving and merciful God who is longing for you to come in a place where he can lift you up. So God bless you and thank you for joining me today.